Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dee Heaton, and she's the executive director of the Corning Opera House down in Corning. Good morning to you, Dee.
Good morning, LaVon.
Dee, it almost doesn't seem possible, but we're going to talk about an Easter cantata. First coming up, I think the closest event almost coming up here at the Corning Opera House. So what's happening with the Easter cantata?
It is called Kingdom, Power, and Glory, and it's made up of community choirs. And those people come from Atlantic and Stanton and Cumberland and Corning.
Good exposure, good participation from the area, and that's what you like to see coming to Corning. And hopefully people will be coming to hear that. When is it? What time? And, of course, we know it's at the Corning Opera House, but what time?
It is on Sunday, March 13th, this coming Sunday at 7 p.m.
All right. And is there a fee?
There is. Adults are $10 and students are $3. And you can buy those online at our website, CorningOperaHouse.com. Or you can purchase them locally at the State Bank of Brooks in Corning, or you can also buy them at the door.
Okay. Kind of to get us in, I think, well, you know, it's Lent, and so people have been thinking about Easter, but I think when it comes to music like this, it really gets us into the whole meaning of Easter. So that's a wonderful thing that you're doing there. Well, after that, it seems to me you have something going on almost every weekend, Dee. Full house there at Corning Opera House. So what's next?
In April 1st, we have Shy of a Dozen. And they are from Iowa State University. They're a male a cappella ensemble made up of 11 Iowa State students.
So Shy of a Dozen.
Yes.
And
a wide variety of music, from gospel to classic rock. They're just real audience pleasers.
Yeah, and you know, with some of the things that have been on TV, I think, at least I should speak for myself, I guess, not other people, lots more appreciation for the a cappella groups. Amazing sounds.
It's a growing area, I think.
Mm-hmm. Now, time for that is?
It is at 7 o'clock. That's on April 1st.
And a fee for?
And those adult tickets are $20 in advance or $25 the day of, and students are $10.
Okay. So you have these, what I would call more kind of big things going on at the Opera House, but you have something going almost every weekend, it seems, as I looked at your website. On the 20th and then throughout the next months, you have something called the Opry Show.
Yes. Once a month, we have an Opry Show. It's on a Sunday afternoon, usually the fourth Sunday, unless there's a conflict, but it's made up of area musicians led by Paul Fay from Lenox, and I believe DJ Hart is from the Atlantic area. There's also several musicians in Southwest Iowa and Northwest Missouri that perform in our house band, and they play a lot of the old and classic country songs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm guessing if somebody really wanted to play, they probably could just show up. It amazes me how those folks all can get together and, just make great music. So that's a wonderful opportunity for listeners as well as for those folks who may want to kind of get in there and see what's happening. Now, the other thing I noticed on your website, for instance, you have a high school showcase. What's all that all about?
It's going to be the first annual. The groups in the high school that don't get a lot of exposure, like the computer class has made 5 to 10 minute videos, each student has. And so we're going to put our big screen down and showcase the videos the students have made. And it's an opportunity for the students to present the ones that have done well at state. And there's going to be some musical groups, and usually sometimes in high school music, you can't sing those songs on the radio that you love. Well, this is their chance for the students to sing the kind of music they want.
Ah, okay. Sounds like an opportunity, a wide variety.
Yes. And there's also going to be some students displaying their artwork and some of the shop students displaying some of their woodworking. So just a,
oh, great. Great opportunity. Yeah. And then talking about school, you also have prom scheduled there.
We do.
That's coming up in April. And so is that like the dance or is it a pre-prom or the whole, what does that include?
This is the actual prom that's going to be there, the dance.
Okay. And that proceeds or makes me think about all of the kinds of things that the Corning Opera House is used for. I see on your schedule, sometimes it's a private schedule, but I'm thinking, have you had weddings there?
We have. In fact, my daughter's reception was there just in December. But we do probably 3 or 4 really big weddings a year. And we've done maybe 20 a year of those that are just the that one in a real simple ceremony.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What other kinds of things? You know, what opportunities do people have to maybe rent the Corning Opera House?
They have a conference room that's 45, which is great for the intimate meetings, bridal showers, baby showers. We've had a governor's reception there. Businesses have had training meetings there, class reunions. The auditorium with tables and chairs seats 112. And we've had class reunions and weddings and meetings. Bus tours come through and we serve meals.
Okay, wide variety.
Not anything.
Yes. Now, so mentioning bus tour, why would you have a bus tour stop there? What's there to see at the Corning Opera House?
We do about an hour tour and talk about the history of the building and the history of opera houses in the state. And it's a chance to go back and see the green room and the dressing room, the parts people don't normally see.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about the restoration. We also, we have a painted backdrop on our stage, so we get props or hats or feather boas or something and take this big grand picture.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yes. So I see, too, coming up, in addition to all those opportunities, let's look out a little bit further. May and June, Peter Pan's coming.
It is. Going to be our children's musical for elementary and junior high students, directed by Cheryl Thompson. We're very excited to offer this opportunity for youth. We've been trying to get younger ones involved, and this is a great opportunity.
Okay. So there are auditions on May 23rd, 24th. Is that open to everybody in the area, not just the Corning School people? Okay, so those kids that maybe there's somebody in a family from Cumberland or anywhere in the area, for instance, that really wants to do theater, this what a great opportunity to come and audition.
Yeah, we welcome everybody.
Okay, so it's Corning is kind of a happen in town. There are other kinds of things there to see, but the Opera House, it seems to me, has sort of become a center of many, many activities. When was the building built?
It was built in 1902, used as an opera house until 1934, and then the Free Press, the newspaper, was in there until about 2000, and then the nonprofit was formed with the hope that it would be restored and raised money, and we had our grand opening in 2012.
Oh. Took a lot of work by many local people and fundraising and work and so on, but it's really fun to see those buildings that are almost gone and you've restored it beautifully to be used for lots of different things. So kudos to Corning.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. So again, the opportunity that's coming up closest, let's review that one for the Easter Cantata.
Easter Cantata is Sunday, March 13th at 7 o'clock. We're performing Kingdom, Power, and Glory. Adults are $10. Students are $3. It starts at 7, but the doors do open at 6:30.
Okay, and your website is?
CorningOperaHouse.com.
Pretty easy. Okay, so we want to thank you very much, Dee Heaton, for bringing us up to date on opportunities that are happening there at the Corning Opera House. And until next time, let's remember to explore and share our area.